Everybody likes hearing good news, and radio is great at sharing it. But many times it's gone right after we announce it on air. So let's fix that. Well, America celebrates its 250th birthday this week, and it's great to see that businesses, communities, and even radio stations finding creative ways to kind of celebrate our nation's birthday. Well, this week has become a reminder that there are plenty of good news stories out there worth sharing. Yeah, there's some bad to go along with it, as always, but still, a lot of great news that we have available to us. And radio has done great at announcing all kinds of news, not just good or bad, for generations. A morning show congratulates a state champion. News mentions a teacher's retirement. Someone talks about a church food drive or an Eagle Scout meeting did something cool this weekend. The story airs, listeners smile. But then the next day, or even, a few minutes after it's aired, it's gone. Basically, it's old news. Well, your website is a perfect place to keep all of those great news stories alive long after they have aired. I mean, think about it. Every station should cover severe weather, school closings, elections, construction, things, working around town, public safety, that sort of things, those news stories. Well, listeners count on us for that information, but those stories really only tell a part of really what's going on in our communities. I mean, your town also has volunteers that are out there stocking food pantries. Students are earning scholarships. Coaches are reaching milestones. People are retiring after so many years of community service and doing all kinds of other cool things. Businesses giving back to the community. Those moments deserve the attention also. And I mean, think about it. Many local newspapers, they've scaled back or gone out of business all the way together, and television stations, they simply can't cover every single small town and all of that, all of those good news stories. They really are kind of left on the cutting room floor because the bad news, it takes such priority. And that leaves room and a great opportunity for our radio stations to own a part of this local coverage. Those stories build loyalty because listeners are recognizing the names, the schools, the churches, the neighborhoods, the communities that they live in. And you're going to find that sort of connection is going to keep radio alive much longer than the skeptics can even imagine. I think that going back to local is really what is going to, if it needs saving at all, what is going to save radio. But I mean, I don't think radio needs saving because I think we're going to fall back into more of that local mindset. And we're going to see a lot more radio stations coming back alive that, were thought to have, gone by the wayside or whatever. I mean, but back to the topic, some broadcasters are going to hear good news that you're talking about and picture this collection of, feel good stories with very little substance, maybe a headline and that's it. But please try to skip that mentality and think a little bit beyond that and focus on the real accomplishments and the community impact because of this good feeling news that you're talking about. I mean, this can include a teacher or police officer retiring after 35 years, a volunteer group cleaning up a local park, a listener finishing a marathon and then returning back to college. I mean, it's something that may seem small to you. It's going to be a whole lot bigger for the community that it actually affects. I mean, think about it. Every story has a person, a place, and a reason for your audience to care. And that's really all you need. And I mean, many stations out there, they're sitting there pounding their head, wanting to come up with fresh ideas, not only for on air, but especially for their website. But they already have them. Morning shows mention birthdays, anniversaries, fundraisers, school awards, benefit dinners, local celebrations every single week. And many times those stories just disappear after the 45-second mention. I mean, turn those moments into articles for your website. A 2-minute on-air mention can become a 300-word post for your website, along with a photo, a few details, and links that listeners can, you know, click on to learn more information. That article is going to be giving listeners something to share, and it's going to give search engines something to index. That means that search engines are going to see your radio station being more relevant in your community and providing more, maybe those answers that we keep talking about it in previous podcasts. And, you know, we're wanting to find ways to bring more people to our station and bring more people to our website. This is the kind of content that's going to absolutely do that. And it's going to give families something that they'll appreciate finding years later if you keep that content on your website for that long. Now, I know a few morning shows that record their morning show interviews with local, the mayor and police chief and stuff like that. Not only news stories, but, you know, public service type stuff where, you know, the animal shelter may be having something going on this weekend. So that, you know, they load up all of these morning show interviews and they record them to YouTube for the website, which is absolutely awesome. I think every morning show should be doing that. And those videos, they don't just live on YouTube. They get posted automatically via the RSS feed that YouTube lets you do. Gets automatically updating in the website and to keep it fresh. That's also great. But they can also do one more thing and paste that video into an AI and say, hey, read this transcript and then write me an article based on the content that was talked about. Now, we're not talking about give me a script of who said what back and forth, morning show person interview, you know, back and forth. We're not talking about that. Those are hard to read. They're difficult to even comprehend, really, the back and forth or whatever. But the AI can take it and summarize the most important points and create something that's very, very good for your listeners to read. And that content is going to work a whole lot better for these SEO and AI searches out there. And that's going to bring more visitors to your website. All right. So when you start showcasing and promoting this good news on your website, well, your audience, it can become infectious, really, because good news spawns, oh, that person did this. I know somebody who did that. Let me let them know about, you know, this story or whatever. So give them an easy way that they can submit that information. Submission form doesn't have to have 20 questions about, you know, every little thing or whatever. Make it very, very simple, very, very easy to fill out. Person's name, what happened, where it happened, and the contact information. A photo, if one is available, that'd be great as well. And then promote that form right after your community calendar segments or your local interviews or, you know, on social media, obviously. But you know, mention it right after your birthday announcements or your school announcements every single morning. I mean, let folks know that this form exists on your website so they can start sending their good news. You're going to start receiving stuff that your staff there could never find on their own, all right? So, of course, you want to review every submission before publishing, check the names and dates and photos and that sort of thing. Make sure nobody's submitting a name that is one of those double entendre names that they're just, you know, waiting for, they said that name on the radio. So you want to make sure that you take a few minutes because editing is going to protect your credibility in that process. All right. So you want to be sure that you do that. Now, so positive community coverage, think about it. It's also going to attract advertisers too. Businesses are going to want their name beside something that reflects well on the community. We're talking banks, hospitals, grocery stores, insurance agencies, a local college may want, you know, they welcome the chance to sponsor a weekly community spotlight or a local good news category on your website. But keep that sponsorship simple, all right? The story should belong to your station, not the sponsor. We want to make sure that it doesn't look like a big ad because big ads, you know, we've been tuned to kind of shy away from those. All right. So the sponsor supports the feature and that balance is going to protect your credibility and make the sponsorship a whole lot more for them over time. All right. So now I'm sitting here talking about this local news. I mean, you know, many stations are going to love the idea of recurring features. Maybe, you know, you got your mind kind of one, you know, going here. Maybe a teacher of the month and a hometown hero and a student of the week, volunteer spotlight or business of the month. And each one of those sounds like an absolute winner. But think about the process, though. Each one of those sections needs a steady stream of nominations, someone to review them, someone to write those news stories, someone to promote them. And that's a lot to ask if you're at a station with a very small staff, which most of the listeners of this podcast are. So you want to start with one section, just call it your local news post category. Publish everything about your community that's good news there. Don't worry about creating separate categories underneath that. None of that. Let everything flow into one single category. It's going to give your listeners one place to find them and send them. It's going to give your staff one place to manage them. Now, after a few months, you may notice that, you know, there's a certain particular part of those that your audience likes more than others. These posts get shared more than others. You may discover that teachers generate dozens of submissions while business anniversaries barely receive any. And so you may find that youth sports deserve their own category later on because families are sending photos every single weekend, regardless of the season. So let your audience shape whatever that next step is. Don't try to cover every single base, all these different categories right out of the gate, all right? Start small. I mean, radio has spent generations connecting neighbors, and a local good news category extends that mission beyond that 45-second mention that we mentioned earlier, all right? The website becomes a more useful place for your audience. Added content is going to help it be found by more people within those search engines and the AI search now. Your audience is going to spend more time with your station and on your website. And in return, sponsors, you can take that information and feed it to them, and then they get another opportunity to support the community. All right, so local families also gain a place for they can showcase their achievements and milestones that won't disappear right after that 45-second mention or that quick interview on the morning show. All right, so one question to ask this week is, who deserves a little bit more attention this week? What good news is happening in your community? Write that story first, then do it again next week and the following week and the following week. All right, so make that good news category. And because more than likely, something very good is happening this week as we mark America's 250th anniversary. All right. Hopefully this content has helped you. If it has, be sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode out with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate that. And hey, if your website is not tuned to either probably take these submissions or show your audience great news, we'd love to help you. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.